Qu'est-ce que c'est ça? Shkoyach, Rabbi Blezer, for inviting me to share a few words. It's a big schus, especially during Elul. Kolo should be gebenched to continue their habatzas haTorah and to be mezakeh the Rabbin. Shko Michael Ochoyo. Only see simchas and nachas. So the topic I want to talk about is, I could have picked something easy, sure thing, but I decided to pick something I thought was a little difficult, but I think it's so important to talk about. It's Dvarim Sha'oymeid Berumoy Sha'oylam. And what I'm going to be speaking about is Pashtus. Everybody knows this. I'm not saying no chidushim. But sometimes that which we already know and is so obvious, we forget. And I think this is an area that needs great, great chizuk. Okay. How do I do this? Okay. So I want to start with the Gemara in Bava Basra. It's a Gemara in Psochem as well. It's a very well-known Gemara. And I think it's one of the statements of Chazal, which on the one hand is so terrifying, but on the other hand, it's so inspiring. The Gemara talks about Reb Yosef, Bereid, Reb Yeshua, Cholish, Ingid, Omale, Avu, Maichoses. So he was very sick. He was hovering between life and death. His neshama was upstairs. So his father asked him, "What did you see?" Omale, Oilam, Hofu, Kroisi, I saw a topsy-turvy world. El Yoinim Lamato, Vitaktoinim Lamala. Those who are big down here are small up there. Those who are small down here are big up there. So Yeshua told him, Omale, Oilam, Bora, Raisa. You saw a very clear world. So how do we look upstairs? No, we're big down here, and we're big up there. That's the Gemara. The Rashi has a pshat, and Tosfos has a pshat. I want to learn Pashya pshat. I want to use the pshat of the Mayag. Moshe Yosef Grunstein. This is my pshat. Pashya pshat. Now, it's not talking about movie stars and sports stars. You can't even use the term Elyonim. You can't even use the word Taktoinim. That's Ashba. Elyonim is talking about us. He's talking about Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Now, it doesn't mean, obviously, that all people that are Elyonim down here are Lamata up there. And Avada, when you talk about Gedolei Yisrael, all bets are off. They're big down here, they're big up there. But anything under that, who knows? And I think this is a very important point, because a lot of times people get down, they get depressed, because a lot of times we live our lives through the lens of other people, how we're perceived. You know, it's just like an example. You have a family, he's happy with his wife, he's happy with his children. He's happy with his job. Everything's good. Life is okay. It's fine. It's nice. But then somebody moves next door. There's a better parnasa. It appears that there's a better spouse. Children seem to be mamish perfect. My kids are off the wall. And this guy is like, you know, they're mamish angels. All of a sudden, he's miserable. Why are you miserable? Before this guy moved here, you were fine. Everything was good, right? What changed? Objectively, everything was fine. So what happened? What happened was somebody else came here, and now I'm not so happy with what I have. Why? Because you're looking at life through the lens of others. And a lot of times people feel, I'm not such a Talmud Chacham, and this guy learns and he knows so much, and I am struggling, and I'm this and I'm that. And this guy's got such beautiful midos, smiling all the time, and he's such a tzaddik, and I'm a buvan. It's difficult for me. I say, what's the use? Forget about it. But that's Atzas Yetzer, nothing could be further from the truth. I saw Rav Zilberstein brings a story. He brings that, I don't know who these people are, but he brings Hagoyin Hatzadik Rav Shimon Kalpus. This story comes from Reb Elia Roth, who was the Gabbai of the Rebbe of Seville. And he used to tell over this story every once in a while to people that were close to him. So these Tzadikim, Rav Shimon Kalpus and Hagoyin Rav Mordechai Aaron Scheinberger, so they were together, they were chavusas together, they collected stucker together, and they made a pact that when one dies, you'll come back from the Olam and you'll tell me what's going on. Right? So, unfortunately, Reb Shimon passed away, and a few months later he comes back, he came to Reb Elia Roth, and then he came to this Reb Mordechai. And he told him, whatever he told him, I'm not going to go through that that maisa. But he asked him, tell me something, can you tell me a little bit what goes on up there? He says, I can't tell you too much. But he said like this. He said, E-F-sher, it's impossible for a human being made out of flesh and blood to understand who lives be'olam hazeh hagashmi, l'tayr u'lahalos haladas. It's marvel arayin, he says, oimek maimer chazal, the depth of what chazal say, el yoinim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala, ech zeh misrachei shom b'po, how that plays itself out upstairs. It's scary, but it's also, I think, very inspiring, because it has nothing to do with the bottom line, what it looks like. Everything has to do with the trials and tribulations and the tsar that a person goes through and works on himself in whatever endeavor it is, whether it's learning, whether it's midas, whatever it may be. And therefore, somebody could look like a very big Talmud Chacham, Mitzvah Hashem, is going to get plenty of scar. And he knows a melt, and I don't know so much, but I try and I struggle. And this guy has midas mamish gewaldik, and I have an anger management issue, and it's difficult for me, and it's hard. But I try and I cry and I learn the Masilas Yesharim, the Shanikiyas about kas, and I go to therapy. You know, I'm working on it. I used to blow up 8 times a day, now I blow up 4 times a day. Who knows? Maybe you're going to be sitting way ahead of this guy. As for him, he was wired that way. He was born that way. Avadi, he's improving, but it was natural for him. That's his personality. But that's not you. So here you look like a tachton. But upstairs, you're going to be an elyon. They say the stipler said, there's a story about the stipler. Once he was in a taxi with a frum guy. He was talking to him. He says, you learned? He says, yeah, Rabbi, come to Shia. But every day I'm exhausted. At the end of the day, I come to Shia, and as soon as they open up the Gemara, I fall asleep. I think I snore also. He says, let me tell you something, said the stipler. He says, down here, you're not so choshev. But you should know in the Yenim's Welt, in the next world, you're a general. Because you're doing everything that you can do. And that's what it's all about, doing everything that you can do. I know this fellow is a, what you would call a modern Orthodox Jew. Yeah, small kippah sugar. If he came in here, he's a shtigletz, a little bit. If he came in here, you think he's a cow. But I know him. And I know the tzoris that he's gone through. No one should know from it. Tzara after tzara throughout his life. And the man is upbeat. He tries to be besimcha. He smiles. He's always happy. And he says to me, look, this is how he talks. The man upstairs, obviously he must know what he's doing. And I just go along for the ride. And I just do what he tells me to do. Godless. It's about a bus in my shul. Godless. I feel like a very small person next to him. Yeah, but here he looks like a tachton. Yeah, maybe he looks like a tachton. But in the Olam HaEmes, he's going to be a big Elyon. I want to tell you something, an unbelievable pshat. You're not going to believe this pshat. This sounds like a Hasidic Torah, but it's from the great Panovich Rosh Hashiva Rav Shach. I talk ahead this kash a little bit. Right? So it says, this is when Yaakov met Esav with the family. Says Rashi. What's Rashi say? Achroin choviv. What does that sound like? Sounds like, well, you know, the ones who were more precious to me, I put in the back, not to face Esav. You know, if anything happens, let it happen to the Shmokas, to their children, his children. But not Leah, right? Rachel for sure. It sounds very strange. This is Yaakov Avinu. This is the Bechir Shabbos. Goes ahead and he puts everyone in the back. Achron Achol Choviv, because I like you more. You're more beloved, so you stay in the back. Says Rav Shach, by the way, this is brought in Rav Shlomo Levenstein's Sefer in Parshas Vayishlach. You can look it up. He says, Amoyer de Gipshat. He says, that's not what it means at all. What he did was, it went by Shusim. And what Rashi really means is that since they were more beloved, they had more of a, they were more respected. Yaakov was more close to Yosef, gave him the Ksenas Pasim, etc. So they had less Shusim. That's what it means, Akronach. Because they were more chovim, they had less Shusim. The Shvachis, the children, they were mavasa them a little bit, whatever that means, we're not getting into that. But they did, so they had more schusim. Why? Because you had more bizyonis. Because you went through more difficulty. So you could stay up front because you have a greater protection against Esav. Because you have more schusim. But Yosef doesn't have the same level as schusim. So they stay in the back. That's what Rav Shach says. The Ger Rebbe once said that it says when the Sar Shel Esav named Yaakov, he changed his name. Vayomer Lo Yaakov Yomer O Shimcha Kim Yisrael Ki Sorisa Yemelehim V'Manoshim V'Tuchal. You struggled with the angel, with Anoshim, with Esav, with Lavan, V'Tuchal. You were successful. You persevered. So ask the Ger Rebbe, so why are you calling him Yisrael based on the word Sarisa? Sarisa means you struggled. Give him a name, Vatuchal. I don't know, give him a name of Yeshua. Give him a name of salvation, of victory. Why are you giving him the name that denotes a struggle? You know why? Because that's what it's all about. Whether you'll be successful in the end, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the struggle's up to you, and that's what Hashem wants to see. What he wants to see, are you struggling? Are you trying? Are you working hard? Your challenges and your nisyonos are your greatest asset. And we all go through them. Everybody, we're all good actors and actresses. Everybody walks around smiling and life is good. But everybody has their own peckle. Some more, some less. And you can't tell somebody, well, why are you so down? Whatever, I know somebody's got stage 4 cancer, Rachmana Litzlan. That's not an appropriate response. Avad, objectively, there are people who have more problems maybe than you. But when you're going through a tzorah, whatever it may be, for you, that's your biggest tzorah. And that's your pain. And how you deal with it, and how you accept it, and how you embrace it, understanding that it comes from the Melech Malchei Amlochim, and this is actually an opportunity for me to reach Godless. If I struggle with it, and I try, then it's really a gift to a certain degree. Avadi should daven, you should have no problems and no difficulties, and life should always go swimmingly well without any issues. Yes, you should daven for that. The lovely day nisoyon, velo vizoyon. I don't want nisoyonos, I don't want bizoyonos. What's going to happen anyway? And that test of your metal is going to determine where you're going to sit. Chofetz Chaim writes in the very beginning of Parshas Ekev, he says, when it says, I'll test you, I'll afflict you. Every type of pain or difficulty that a person goes through, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him, this alam adregoso le'olam haba, he becomes bigger and bigger and bigger le'olam haba. After all, that's why we're here, right? That's why we're in this world, for the next world. Roy l'choleda, the hayomim sha'odom, this is the halakha words of the Kohen Gadol l'chofetz chayim. You should know the hayomim sha'odom oyved la'kadosh baruch hu bizman she'ein ha'kadosh baruch hu ma'avoloi b'toiva. When a person, when things are not going well, and it looks like Hashem gave him a rough hand, and he still is moshe nefesh to do his avodah, to daven, to learn, to do whatever he has to do. You have no idea what a madrega you're on. Hey, nimchokim loy la'ad l'mayla l'hizocher shemoy l'toiva. You are engraved upstairs. V'choshvim l'ha'odom kilu hoya mischasen im an HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh. Hashem considers it as if you did me a toiva. You remain faithful to me. A bracha of Dan Kempel. You know, I know some people are here on the chinuch, I don't know. So, you're a mechanic, you want a good class, right? You want the best boys, smart, well-behaved. It's a schmuck to give a shit like that, no? Who wants a class of troublemakers? And things don't go in so well. You have to repeat yourself 45 times. You're making your life miserable. So you're right, you should daven for a good class. But here, you want to know how Rav Aaron Leib Steinman touches up? Listen to this. This is straight from the art school biography of Aaron Leib Steinman, the Hillel art school. Okay, so it's like this. This is Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. I'm reading it. I usually don't read, but I'm reading it, okay? If a Rebbe is teaching bright students who are stimulated by his shiurim and bring out his best as an educator, he's already enjoying reward in Olam Hazeh. You hear this? You're already eating up a shtickle olam haba. No, don't worry about it. You just keep praying to have a good class. Okay? Two, if his students are a mediocre bunch and teaching them does not bring any sort of intellectual pleasure, well, at least a paycheck accompanies this otherwise unrewarding work. For now, number three. And if the class is comprised of troublemakers and or academically weak students who leave the Rebbe frustrated on many levels, yeah, he should view his job as a shortcut to Olam Haba. Anybody want to teach these group of kids? It's a shortcut to Olam Haba. But the idea is that when a person goes to the Nisyonos, you have to know that it's actually a gift. Avada, I want to be clear. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. You daven that everything should be 100%. But if that happens, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that you have that this other Rebbe who's got the great kids doesn't have. And you can go le'elo, le'elo, if you approach it properly. And your reward is e'le shayer. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Okay, something happened. Okay. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, he used to say this Gemara over, and it's a Yerushalmi in Peya. It talks about Rebbe Elazar was a Parnes, whatever. He was like an Shtigl Avraham Avinu. Guests would come. People would come to the house. He would feed them. They would stay there. Achnas Asorchem, wonderful. So one time he came, and he said, he was away for a bit, I guess. He said, what happened here? Oh, he said, people were here. Shasu v'tzolu alecho. They were eating, they were drinking, and they were praising you. They said all kinds of nice things about you. So Rabbi Lutzer said, no, that's not so good. I'm not going to get too much reward out of this. Then he was away another time, and he came back. He says, what happened here? Oh, there were a bunch of people here, and they were mamish cursing you out. You know, so all kinds of negative things about you. He says, oh, he says, now this is going to be, I'm going to get real reward over here. A different way of looking at life. Rav Chaim Kanievsky used this when he was talking. There was a very wealthy man, was a big supporter of Torah, and he came to him complaining. He said, you know, I donated a building to this yeshiva. It was a fortune of money. And then I asked him to do me one favor. I had a bacher that I wanted to come to yeshiva. Not a metsuyan, but he was a good bacher. A masmid, a good bacher. Not, you know, not brainiac, but he was good. They refused. He refused. What kind of cross I told is that? I gave him a building. He says, I had another Rosh Yeshiva. I gave a huge donation. I was paying it out monthly. The Rosh Yeshiva was learning with me. You know, while I was paying out the payments, he was learning with me every week. And all of a sudden, when I finished paying my payments, he said he has no time for me. I can't believe it. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, you don't understand what a toiva, what a good sky, what Hashem is doing for you. Because this way, you talk right. They didn't treat you right. So it wasn't bekavedik. You understand what sra you're going to get. So now all the sra that you gave to the yeshiva and everything, you're going to have the entire reward in the next world. They won't deduct anything because kavod deducts. He says, in fact, he said like this. He says, maybe because you selflessly give to these yeshivas, Hashem rewarded you. That he gave you this type of patch. It was a reward because you're so good. So he wanted to reward you. Really? That's how I think? I got a patch that's a reward? Yeah. Because you don't understand what I'm giving you. I'm giving you nitzchias. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, someone came to him. Who was he? Is Rabbi Yaakov Schechter, Rosh Masifta Yeshivas Sharei Torah in Bnei Brak. No idea who he is. But he was a chazan, besides being a Rosh Masifta, whatever, he had a job for Yom Noirayim. And there was another shul, a much bigger shul, with many more people, Bekamos Ube'echus, whatever that means. Better quality, whatever. There's no such thing better. You don't know, you can't judge. And by the way, this whole idea also, this is why you can't judge people. We're always judging people, right? When we see something, optics. Everything's optics. I judge you. You have no idea what people go through in life. And the people that you judge, that you think is a nobody, that sits, could be way ahead of you. So it's just a good idea not to judge anybody. All these aniyim, you know, that come around, they come, they knock on the door. Miskeinim. No, miskeinim. Maybe here they're miskeinim. Do you know what they get in the next world? It's a Gemara in Bava Basra also, Dav Yudam and Aleph. They ask, well, why does Hashem do this? So Rav Meir says, is to take away Gehenim from us when we give them. Interesting, it doesn't say to give us Olam Haba. Rav Yaakov Galinsky has a whole shot here, which I'm not going to share with you right now. But he says, to take away your Gehenim. So they're suffering for whatever. This is the master plan of the Borei Olam. They're suffering and going through who knows how many bizyoinis. So I shouldn't get Gehenna. You know what they're going to get in the next world? The Chacham Tzvi, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings that the Chacham Tzvi wrote in his Tzava that when he dies, he wants to be buried next to an Oni, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. Because Shechina Imo, the Pele Yoetz writes that you should get brachas from these Aniyim. Because the Shechina is with them. Why is the Shekhinah with? Because they're suffering. They're in pain. And yet they're doing what they have to do. They're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You know what a schus they have? So we look at them, you know. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, get back to what I wanted to say. Oh. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman explained what Pshat Zikri Rabin. So he said, I have this other shul, they want me to be the chazan there, but my schus is not happy about it. They want, you know, it's like they need me to stay. So Rav Aaron Leib asked him, he says, let me ask you something. If you don't take the job in this base Knesset HaGodol, you think they're going to get other people just as good? He says, Avada, it's going to be a whole line who want this job. He says, but if you leave this job, they're not going to get somebody like you. Your job is to stay with them. Yeah, but Zikri Rabin, more people. Who's to say that Zikri Rabin has to do with numbers? Said Rav Aaron Leib Schneiman. If you have a shiur that's given to 100 people, so you have 15 talented Magide Shiurim that are ready to give that shiur, but there's a shiur for 5-6 people, and they're not going to get anybody like you. They might not even get a Magid shiur. Says Rav Aaron, now again, you have to ask your own Das Torah what to do, and you have to be on the level to be able to do this, but says Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, that's called Zikri Arabim. You belong with the smaller shiur. Who thinks this way? Because it depends what glasses you're wearing. You're wearing Olam Hazadika glasses? Or you're wearing Olam Habadika glasses? Says Rav Steinman, HaKlau B'Zikri Arabim Hu. You don't start thinking about, what am I going to get out of this Asik? What's he going to get out of it? Says the Peleoyetz. Okay, I don't have much time. Says the Peleoyetz in the topic of Savlonus. Right? There's a person, he's very chashiv, everybody, they come, they line up, they stand up, they do many, many things for them. He doesn't get angry. Shkoyuk, he doesn't get angry. Why should he get angry? Yeah. Trust me, community leaders have plenty of tzaras. Balabatim, he shacked them by the Shabbos table, all kinds of things happen. So they also have plenty of olam haba. But he says, Kim bezois yis halal hamis halal. Kasher machisim also. Listen to what he says. This is what you should be mishalal. When they get you angry, they don't treat you right. And you bear it. And you know what a gift such came your way? You have the ability. Avad, it's hard. But you have the ability to look away, to forgive and to forget. You know what that means? You just say the words, you know what that means? It means he'll forgive you for all your averus, not just shogeg, not just mezid. Pshov means even if you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch, he forgives you. You know what that means? No, we don't. Because if we did, we'd do it.
The whole world exists, survives, lives.
Right? There's a machlekes, there's an argument, and you want to say something, you want to do it, and you, no, I'm not saying nothing. The whole world stands in your merits. You understand what a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you? So we look, this guy has such a life, everything is wonderful, and, the family loves each other, and there's no machlekes in my family, oh my gosh, we got all kinds of people, and they're so difficult to deal with. Avad, it's a big nesoyon. But you don't realize the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, because if you're able to struggle with that, and improve, and work on your midos because of that, there's no telling how high you're going to go. Avad, it looks with your olam hazadik and glasses, it looks like your next door neighbor has it all. But you're the one that really has it all, if you take advantage of the opportunity. Now the next thing, don't try this at home, okay? I just tell you. Yeah, so, Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is, it's not easy. Many people have difficulties. And again, you see, what you see doesn't mean anything, but it appears to you, this person, oh, they get along so well, this chemist, this Gavaldik. And me, I got stuck with her. It's a difficult, first of all, the reason maybe she's difficult is because you're very difficult. But let's assume you're not difficult. Let's assume you're a tzaddik, okay? Yeah, Amorayim, Tanoim in the Gemara that had wives that were difficult. Okay, so let's say, so you have a wife, okay. So, says the Peleoids, and I tell you like this, don't do this. He doesn't see Gehenim. Now listen to this. This was an eye-opener for me. If you knew what Gehenim was, you'd ask for a wife like that. Now that to me was a tremendous koyach hatzir, what Gehenim is like. More than anything else that I've ever read. It's Oyer V'Noyer. Now, obviously, you're not going to do this, and you shouldn't do this. But the point is, so a person thinks, you know, Shalom Bayis is difficult, and to have the difficult Shalom Bayis that you're grappling with, and you're working and trying to fix things, It's painful. It's very painful. It is. It's painful. But you have no idea what Hashem is giving you. You have no idea the matana, what it means, because if I improve in this area and I'm able to swallow my pride and I'm working on my kas and I'm working to be sovel, you have avada. It looks like life lasts forever, but it doesn't. It actually goes by pretty fast. It wasn't that long ago that I came here with little kids to Miami. And now, that's the reason I grew a beard. It's all white, white. So when I look in the mirror, I should remember. It goes by very fast. Very, very quickly. Okay, time is late. Let me just end. Sorry. Oh, let me just read to you the Lashon HaZoh of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. It's beautiful. Keshemedabrim HaKabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava, a person should know, he says, it's not talking about Dafki Yisurim Gedoilim Rachmana Letzlan Shelo Yifkedu Af Echad Miyisurim. Nobody should have to go through real, real tzaras. Kolechad im apekel shalo, kolechad im asak, shashem yizborach hitil olov, kan ba'olam hazeh. Dover rishon, lekabel, 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 ubesimcha, es ma shashem yizborach mevi. Not b'dieved, elechadchila, ki agurim hayochid shehevi oleinu es hadover, what brought this upon us is Hashem Yisborach HaTov HaMeidim, who only wants to do good for us. He only wants to do good for us. So avad, it's hard. And avad, you should have, and don't bring me to nisyonis, and don't bring me to bizyonis. But if things happen, you have to realize what an opportunity it is. And can I do this? I just heard a word that is so beautiful you could cry hearing this word. Someone told me a word in the name of Rav Elimelech Biderman, Shlita, which is Gevaldik. So we're in the time with Melech Basoda. Melech Basoda. What's Melech Basoda? Everybody has their interpretation. Melech Basoda. He's here. He's available. Says Rav Elimelech Biderman Gevaldik. He says, this is akin to what happened with David HaMelech, when David HaMelech also was Besoda. He was thrown out of his kingdom by his son Avshalom. You understand what that means? David HaMelech, the great David HaMelech, thrown out of his kingdom by his own son who wants to kill him. And Shimi ben Gera comes at the lowest point of David HaMelech's life and curses him and throws stones at him. And by the way, that lowest point of David HaMelech's life was his greatest moment. Because David HaMelech had, whatever this means, had his desire to be the fourth leg of the Kisei HaKovid. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to be tested. He didn't pass that test. But when Shimi ben Gera cursed him and threw stones at him, and David said, leave him alone. This is all B'yad Hashem. This is what I get. Don't touch him. He then, the Zohar says, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it, he became the fourth leg on the Kisei HaKovod. So this low point of his life, it's a terrible thing. But again, you see what he was able to accomplish. Okay, but that's not the point. Comes along a person by the name of Barzillai HaGilodi. Now, if you look in Nach, it looks like he gave him a decent amount of stuff. But if you take a look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Chesam at Beis, it looks like he just gave him a little bit of some roasted grains, some nothing. A little bit, cereal, a little bit. And David HaMelech doesn't know what to do with him. So Shlomo on his deathbed, make sure the family eats by you. You know what Suda Shlomo HaMelech is? For the Olam Vorah, they should be able to come to the table. Why? What did he do? He didn't do much. Says Rav HaMelech Biderman, yeah, he didn't do much, but when you come to David HaMelech at his lowest point, when he's in Golis, he's thrown out of his kingdom by his own son. Whatever you do is worth platinum, it's worth fourth Knox. Says Rav HaMelech Biderman, you know what it means, Hashem is Basode. Hashem is in Golis. 90% of his children don't even know who he is. You understand the pain that HaKadosh Baruch was in? Nobody knows the lowest point of Golus for 2,000 years. So whatever you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chvaydoi, that when he gives us things in life that we're not so happy with, and we say, Rabbanu Shloim, I'm going to try to accept this.
And I'll try not just to accept it, I'm going to try to embrace it. And I'm going to try to work on it. And I'm going to try to make you proud. I'm going to give you nachas. You understand what that means to Rabbanu Shalom at this point, that he's basada, that he's out, so to speak, kavayoko, from his kingdom, from his throne. Because one day he'll be back on his throne. Mitzvah Hashem, very soon. And at that time, the rewards that we're going to get for enhancing Kvoide Shal Melech is going to be Kifl Kefly. Yitz Hashem, and that's Kush, Shal Bizoicha, Kosh Baruch Hu, indeed, should come back to his throne, and he should bring us the Gula Shalema, and Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheira, V'yameinu, Amen. Sorry, I'm a little late.